Hayem Yem Yud Gimel Menachemov. Bishas Kriyas Aseres Hadibris Endim. When we read the Aseres Hadibris in Parshas Veschanon, we stand Ufneim El Sefer Torah, and you face the Sefer Torah. Now this is the same rule that applies to Parshas Yisroi, and also when we read the Aseres Hadibris on Shavuos. So this comes from Erishime, the Rebbe writes that the Rebbe Rashab, during the reading of the Aseres Hadibros, he would stand and face the Sefer Torah. The same thing applies to the Shira in Oz Yashir when we read it in Parshas B'Shalach. Now here there are two points here. Number one, that we stand. There are many poskim who say that you should not stand. The Rambam even forbids standing in one of his tshuvas. And here the Rebbe says that the minhag is that we do stand. The second thing is that we face the Sefer Torah, which is also, this is probably the only source that we have for this minhag, to stand and face the Sefer Torah. V'dibarto bom b'shivtecho goymer. The posuk says that you should talk Torah, we say it in Shema v'dibartobom, b'shivtcha b'veisecha, when you sit in your home, uvlechtcha v'aderech, and when you travel, when you walk in your path, you walk the road, uv'shorbecha, uv'kumecha, and when you rest, and when you wake up. V'omr razal, so the Gemara says, v'dibartobom, what does it mean, v'dibarto bom, you should talk in them? It means you should talk about words of Torah. Omnom, however, be'isik ha'Torah gufa, yesh kam echlukim adreges. When we talk about studying of Torah, occupation of Torah, there are many levels. Umvair kan kolom adreges. And this posik lists all the different levels. B'shivticho b'veisecha, when you say you should rest in your abode, you should sit in your home. Humaymed hanishoma lamailo, ba'etzer hanishomas. This is the state of the neshoma when she is above, in its source, in the abode of all the neshomas. Kedem yiridah shalamata, before it descends down into this world. Ve'sekas shom b'teira, and there it's occupied studying teira. Then is uvlecht chavaderech. You walk the road. You travel the road. Koi alazman shan shomer yeredes me'elom le'elom im madrege le'madrege. This is the time of travel, when the neshama descends from one world to a lower world, from one level to a lower level, ad boyo le'mata le'elom atachten le'hislabesh beguf hagashmi, till it comes down to this physical world, and it clothes itself in a physical body. Umaschil oleches bederech olam zeh. And he starts walking the path of this physical world. Ad yimei zikna v'seiva, until old ripe age. Ad until uveshor b'cho, when it comes the time to rest. Bevoy yimei p'kudoshe, when the person passes on to the next world. And he rests, the body rests. The gam oz hinatero tishmer olov kimvur b'shishidiyoves, and also then when a person departs, the Torah protects him, is with him, as the Mishnah says in the sixth Perek of Pirkei Oves, these three levels. Ad ufkumecho, until you arise and you wake up. Ka'omur v'hakitzoiso. Which the Mishnah says, when you wake up, this will be your speech, meaning in the world to come. This is from a letter the Friedrich Rebbe wrote to someone asking about, there's a posik that says, it lists a mitzvah that you should, the first of your fruit, you should bring to God's home. Reishis bikuri admos chotovi beis Hashem elekecho. And then it says you should not cook a kid in the milk of his mother. And then it's followed by saying, I'm sending you an angel to protect you on the road. So this individual asked the Rebbe, what is the connection between the previous two ideas of bringing your first fruit to God and not cooking a kid in his mother's milk with having the angel protect him? So the Rebbe brings this idea that the Pasuk says, V'dibar tobom, you should speak about Teire. Chazal says it means Teire. Because Teire, as we know, precedes the world. 2,000 years prior to the creation of the world, there was already Teire. Therefore, every neshama, before it descends in this physical world, rests, sits up there, and studies Teire. But then, there is a trip. It's not only when the Teire is studied up above, but the idea is that also when they come down to this world, they have to study Teire. And then when they pass on, their reward is to study Teire on a higher level. And then there is the study of Teire when Moshiach comes, when all the neshamas will wake up again, and people with the resurrection of the dead after Moshiach comes, and then you will really study Teire. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, Breishis bara Elokim. The Eibishter created the world, Breishis. Chazal say, what is the meaning of the word Breishis in the beginning? Beis Reishis, because of two firsts. Because of that, God created the world and sustains the world. What are they? Two firsts are, one is the Teire, and the second is Yisrael, the Jewish people. The Jewish people, by keeping the Teire, they upkeep the world. The Teire needs the Yidden to practice the Teire, and in that way, it gives sustenance to this world. So for this, the Pasuk says, you have to talk Teire when you are originally, the Neshama is in its source, in its abode of the souls, all the way up on high. And then, when you go down the trip in this world, and you have to keep Teire, and you have to make sure that you're doing what the Eibishter wants, you keep Teire mitzvahs, and this goes to good, old, ripe age. And for that, the Pasuk says, Reishis bikuri ad moscho, your first fruit, meaning your intellect, your brains, your understanding, your wisdom, bring it to God's home. Use it for the study of Torah. And leisevashel gdi b'chalev imei, do not cook a kid in a mother's milk. This is supposed to be some delicacy. Stay away from physical, material pleasures. And serve Hashem. And this is a trip. And for that, you need the angels, the Teire, to protect you. This whole trip, you need angels, which are the mitzvahs, to protect you. Until you come to the level of Vishorbecho, when you rest, when you pass on, and the Teire continues to protect you, Aduf Kumecho, when you wake up, which is at the resurrection of the dead. And the Rebbe just adds one point, that uvelechtecho vaderech, when you travel, it means that a neshama, before it comes down to this world, it is stationary, but when it comes down to this world, it becomes a mover, a walker, and it grows and grows by keeping Teire until the reward, when they pass on, and then finally, when Moshiach comes.